Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tito Fuentes. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting third. The right fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes strikes out. Hundley drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fuentes out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alou. Altman reaches second base with a double. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal bunts towards the mound. Holtzman catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Holtzman. Haller moves to second. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Beckert. The throw from Haller and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. McCovey moves to second. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart bunts towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. McCovey moves to third. Mays moves to second. One out. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alou for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Altman. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Altman steals second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley is called out on strikes. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Altman scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0 for 1 in the game. Holtzman bunts towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0 for 1 in the game. Marichal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuentes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley bunts towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to second. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to third. Two outs. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0 for 2 in the game. Holtzman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams is hit by the pitch. Beckert moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Beckert scores. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Altman hits a pop-up towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Juan Marichal. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Mason pinch runs for Cap Peterson. Jim Davenport pinch hits for Tito Fuentes. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mason moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Mays takes first base on ball 4. McCovey moves to second. Bill Hans now pitching. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. Hart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Davenport now playing shortstop. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alou. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 4 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport misplays the ball. That's an error on Davenport. Phillips moves to third. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart throws towards short. Davenport fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davenport. McCovey throws it away. That's an error on McCovey. Phillips scores. Kessinger goes all the way around to score. Beckert moves all the way to home. Three runs are unearned. It's 6-0 Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 3 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Berta pinch hits for Ollie Brown. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haller hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and San Francisco Giants, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.